Hi everyone, welcome to this special series introducing Apollo Server and how you can host your GraphQL server in Azure. My name's Michael Watson and I work at Apollo where I work with various organizations on their GraphQL projects. In today's video, we're going to build out a simple GraphQL schema that's going to be hosted with Apollo Server that was built with TypeScript. We're going to use this project as the base for our entire series of what we're going to be hosting inside of Azure. Now, if you're not familiar with GraphQL, there's a lot of resources online. There's Apollo GraphQL's documentation, there's other introduction videos to GraphQL on Channel 9, and then there's also GraphQL.org where there's a lot of information that you can further learn about GraphQL. Now let's jump on into it. We're going to start with a simple array of books as our data set that we're going to expose in our GraphQL server. The first thing we're going to need to do is install the relevant GraphQL and Apollo Server packages. The Apollo Server package is just a GraphQL spec compliant library that allows us to host our schema and build out that server using JavaScript or TypeScript. We'll need to import our Apollo Server and GQL tag. The GQL tag is actually what we're going to use to define out our schema. Now, we need to define out our book type, which from our data, we just have a simple title that's a string, and then the author, that's a string. Now that we've defined our book, we need to define what is able to be queryable in our GraphQL server. And from that, we have a query root type. And this is going to be where we can define what can be queried inside of our GraphQL server. So for our example here, we're just going to allow everyone to look at all the books. And that's just going to return an array of that book type. Now that we've defined out our schema, we need to define out a set of resolvers that's going to resolve the data for those fields and types in our schema. So for that, we're going to have our root query level type in our resolver. And for that, we have our books field. And we're just going to want that to resolve to that array of books. Now that we've defined out our schema and our resolvers, we just need to provide that to our server. Oh, make sure you spell things right. And by default, Apollo Server is going to listen on port 4000. Now, as best practice, I always like to make sure that I set up my launch configuration for debugging right from the get-go in the project. This just makes it a lot easier for me to develop my GraphQL server and do things like set some breakpoints in my resolvers. Now let's go look at our server running locally. Apollo Server ships with GraphQL Playground as the default. You might have noticed Graphical used in some of the intro to GraphQL videos on Channel 9. This is also an option that you can bake into your GraphQL server. The idea is the same. We want to be able to explore into our schema, what is available for us to query into. And we want to be able to write out a query and execute that query. Since we had that breakpoint set, you can see that we're able to debug and start using all of the great things inside of VS Code to build out our GraphQL server. Now that we've created our simple GraphQL service, stay tuned for our next video where we'll take this project and we'll upload it into an Azure App service using VS Code and the VS Code App Service extension. Talk to you soon.